Welcome to Sign for the Times. The Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, known as SIGN, is a not-for-profit agency in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Canada, that provides social and community programs, 24 of them, that fulfill its mission to provide leadership, programs, and services that assist, support, and empower children, adults, and families to achieve lifelong success. SIGN believes that this will lead to strong, caring citizens and communities. Our podcasts explore these programs and include conversations with people who administer the programs of SIGN, as well as clients. My name is Dick DeReich. Last year, we did two podcasts that talked about homelessness in Yorkton. We talked to people who had been homeless, some living on the street, some who were the hidden homeless, not having a place of their own, but living out of their cars or spending the night couch surfing, sleeping wherever they could, find a place at the homes of friends. These podcasts were among the most downloaded and listened to that we have done. We continue on that topic today on a positive note, as SIGN and the Yorkton Social Housing Committee gets ready to tackle the problem with real solutions. SIGN and its 14 partner agencies are not there yet, but they are a significant step closer. The first step in any action plan to solve a problem, of course, is to assess the current situation and put all the best options for solutions on paper. Late last year, a grant was provided to do a very comprehensive needs assessment of homelessness in Yorkton, with the intent that this will allow SIGN and its partners to develop a plan to increase safe, permanent, and affordable housing in Yorkton and take steps to support hard-to-house or homeless individuals and families. Yes, I can hear the skeptics already. Oh, sure, another study, lots of studies. When is something real going to happen? Well, that is a valid reaction. There was a study of homelessness done in Yorkton about 7 years ago, but the problem still persists. The difference is this. That study provided a snapshot of the situation at the time, but was short on practical recommendations on how to ease the housing situation. This study is intended to provide the framework that will allow SIGN and its partner agencies to take action. Melinda Davis is the housing support manager at SIGN, the person who deals on a day-to-day basis with people who have no place to call home. She knows, perhaps better than anyone in our community, how pervasive the problem is and how badly we need to find a solution. To give strength and credence to the study, her say-so is not enough, despite her familiarity with the issue. What she is looking for are the real-life experiences of the homeless and the hidden homeless. To get that, a survey is being conducted this month, and she is looking for participants to come forward so their voices can be heard. Melinda, tell us about the current state of homelessness in Yorkton as we now are hopefully moving into spring. My assumption is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that for people who are homeless, spring and summer are easier times than perhaps winter.
Yes, I mean, being homeless is never easy, but during the summer months and the spring months, with the nicer weather, sleeping in a car or sleeping in a tent isn't as bad as being out in the frigid cold weather that we get in our winters. I mean, definitely the hidden homeless is still there, just a little bit more adaptable for them.
And still not an ideal situation, obviously. In Yorkton, the past year, how many clients would you have had in the housing support program?
The past year, we've had 104 new clients come through the office. Those for various reasons, needing assistance with finding housing. Plus, we also had past clients that have come through as well, just needing that additional support to make sure that their housing is safe and secure.
I'm one of these people that looks around in Yorkton and you don't see it. You know, it's not very obvious. It's not like larger centers where people are, you know, where there's tents and parks and all this kind of thing. But 100 plus people is still a fairly significant number for for a city the size of Yorkton, I would think.
Absolutely. We do get people that are wanting to move into the city that have absolutely nowhere to go, different circumstances from where they're coming from. So we just need to remember that, you know, like in Yorkton, we do have a homelessness problem and it is hidden. We just don't see it.
The study that we talked about that is now ongoing. Let's talk a little bit about what has been done to date on that. And then we'll get into the survey part that is kind of current. Who have the consultants been talking to? You know, what information have they been gathering as part of the study?
There's been focus groups that have started. And those focus groups are with individuals, different organizations within the community that also see that homelessness is an issue that needs to be addressed. I know one focus group has already been done, and the reports back on it is it was a very interesting conversation that was had, and a lot of good information was given. We also have the survey, which is out now, and that survey is for those that are hard to house, homeless, or have lived experience of homelessness, where we want their voices to be heard as well. Consulting firm Praxis that we have hired is taking care of all of the background research that is needed, looking at all the different reports that there are in the city, and gathering all that information for us.
The survey that you're doing, you're asking people for information about themselves and their experiences. I'm assuming it's anonymous.
Yeah, we're not gathering any information that's going to let us know who did the survey. But the survey is targeted to those that are hard to house, homeless, or with lived experience, just so that their voices can be heard on this.
What is it asking kind of in general from them?
We're looking to see, you know, where they have slept or stayed in the past month, the struggles with finding housing, their finances and source of income, just to know, you know, what are some of those barriers with that? And then the demographics of it. We want to know, you know, the ages of the people that are doing the surveys. And then at the end of it, they have an option to provide additional information about the situation and any challenges that they are facing so that, you know, we can get their voices heard.
So you're basically letting them tell their whole story, as much of it as they wish to share.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do they go about that? How do they go about filling out the survey?
Surveys are being distributed at Sign-On Broadway at the reception area. And they are also being distributed through my office at Sign-On Broadway as well. They would come in, fill out the survey, and it would be put into a secure box right away. It's not something that they can take home and come back and drop it off later.
So if they go to reception at Sign-On Broadway, there'd be a place there where they can sit and fill it out.
Yeah, it's not a very long survey. It doesn't take very long to do. But yeah, we appreciate all the voices that we can get on this matter to make sure that we're going forward with what we need in the city.
Are you looking for anybody or people with any particular kind of experience or any kind of homelessness that they've experienced is what you're interested in?
Any kind of homelessness. Like I had mentioned before, everybody's situation is different and they find themselves in a situation of homelessness for various reasons. It's not that it has to be a certain criteria. It's if you were homeless, hard to house, or have lived experience, we want to hear from you.
As far as the study, the complete study, you mentioned the gathering of background information. You mentioned the focus groups, and I'm assuming there's more of those coming. The surveys, anything else? Are there interviews? Are there other connections being made?
We're going to be also having 12 interviews that are going to be conducted with agencies that are involved with housing in Yorkton. So those are the one-on-one interviews to gather more information as far as the agency point. What is it that they are seeing as barriers within the city?
So these would be not necessarily housing authorities or but they could be agencies that that deal with people who experience homelessness, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's going to be like the RCMP will be part of the data collection,
right?
The ministry, of social services, probations, White Spruce, the list goes on. It's anybody that we felt would have some sort of a say as far as the housing needs in the city.
The deadline for completion of the report that was announced and this process was started was the end of May. Is that still the intent?
That is when the report and recommendation is to be presented to sign in the Social Housing Committee.
Now, the question, of course, then becomes, you get the report, the Social Housing Committee, which is 14 agencies, will sit down and see what it says. Where does it go from there? What happens after you get the report and have a chance to digest it?
Well, us as a committee, we'll look at all of the recommendations. And from there, we will see who we need to shoulder tap and make some of those recommendations a reality. So until we know what the results are going to be, we're not really sure how we're going to go forward with it. But we will definitely look at taking this a step further to see what it is we can do to ensure that these barriers are being addressed.
As in any solution of this nature or size, it will require money, I'm sure. So you will be looking for not only moral support, but also financial support, I'm guessing.
Fortunately, that's the cost of anything, right? We need to find the finances. So it'll be a work in progress, and it's going to be an exciting one. I can't wait to see what the recommendations are going to be and how we can move forward to help the people that do struggle with homelessness.
Do you expect that the recommendations will have actual cost numbers in them? Is that a realistic expectation? Or
it is hopeful that we will have that as well.
That happens after May. Is there any kind of timelines as to when the social, the housing committee, will have digested that and get ready to move forward and tap those people on the shoulder that you mentioned who might be able to help?
Well, as soon as the report and recommendations are done at the end of May, we will have a meeting to go over all of the findings. And then I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get things in place shortly after that.
We're not looking at a year down the road. We're hopefully looking at this summer as far as getting something started.
Summer, early fall.
Yeah.
Summer, it's a hard time to...
Tough to get 14 people together in summertime, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, as soon as we're able to, we will definitely be looking at what can be done.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like this is a very, concrete step, moving forward in trying to find a solution for a problem that you've been dealing with for several years. And before that, all sorts of other agencies have been dealing with. And I'm sure there are no easy solutions. Like they say, if it was easy to solve, it would have been done by now, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Melinda. This has been a good update. We will probably talk again because we want to stay on top of this. I think there's, judging by the reaction we've had previously to this topic, there appears to be a fairly significant level of interest in homelessness and housing issues in Yorkton. And it will be interesting for people to see what the actual situation is and what the actual stories are, when this study is done and when the committee starts to take action.
The surveys are going to be available only until April 23rd.
Right. Yeah, we should mention that.
So if anybody is interested in getting their voices heard, please come to sign on Broadway receptionist before then, or you can contact my office at 783-0006, and we can make arrangements to ensure that a survey is completed.
And that would be during regular business hours at sign on Broadway, which is basically 8:30 to 4:30.
Yeah. So yeah. Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
So they come to the front door. The reception desk is right there. And if they need to talk to you, you're down the hall.
Just a reminder for everybody as well that there will be the pre-screening questions because of COVID, and temperature check will be done as well. But if you need to speak to myself prior to doing the survey, please give me a call first so that I know that I am available to be able to come down and meet with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I know at Sign on Broadway and all sign facilities, all the COVID precautions are in place, and that's a good thing. Might also mention that people who know of someone who is homeless might tell them about this as well, because not all homeless people might have the communication means to be able to find out about this on their own. So if anybody knows anybody who has experience with homelessness or is currently homeless or hidden homeless, they might just let people know that this survey is being conducted and give them this information.
Yes, I would love to have all of the information, you know, about the survey shared.
Thanks again. And that was a good reminder. Looking forward to following up on this when the time comes. Thanks, Melinda. New Sign for the Times podcasts are published every few weeks. In upcoming podcasts, we'll continue to talk to those who have been assisted by science programs and with the staff who provide that assistance. If you have comments or suggestions, please feel free to email communications@signyorkton.ca or use the contact options on our website at signyorkton.ca. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at signyorkton. Thanks for listening, and we will talk again soon.